officials await the return of their delegates to study the progress of the negotiations. Despite the twin recalls, there has been no decision taken to suspend the talks, said conference spokesman George Sherman. Though Israel is suggesting that the talks be moved to the Mideast rather than Washington so that it can be more closely supervised. A walkout by independent steel haulers was punctuated by gunfire Monday, but Teamster union drivers ignored the violence and continued with scheduled steel deliveries in an effort to break the strike. The Fraternal Association of Steel Haulers, FASH, went on strike at midnight Friday, but Monday was the start of the showdown in an attempt to close steel mines from the East Coast to the Mississippi River. This strike has resulted in several damaged trucks, but this seems to be the only damage done by the strikes, as industry experts say the strike will have little effect on the amount of shipped and shipping time, unless the strike is escalated. The Teamster Union has bitterly opposed the strike called by FASH, calling it illegal. FASH wants independent drivers to bargain collectively and work with major steel shipping firms without joining the Teamsters. Washington, AP. Police arrested three demonstrators Monday during an anti-war, anti-nuclear demonstration, which finally broke up when police refused to arrest anyone else. Potomac Alliance, an anti-nuclear power organization, staged the protest at the entrance of the Commonwealth Building, site of Washington offices of a major uranium ore company. Police, however, would not arrest anyone, any more than three individuals in this illegal protest to avoid confrontation. This caused the protest to end. Washington. The Carter administration expects oil-producing nations to raise oil prices by 5 to 10% when they meet next month. This increase has been included in the projection that inflation in the U.S. will raise between 6 and 6.5% next year. Sports. In sports yesterday, there was no action, either hockey or basketball. Tonight in basketball, Denver at New York, Philadelphia at New Jersey, Washington at Cleveland, L.A. at Milwaukee, Indiana at San Diego, and New Orleans at Portland. In hockey, Atlanta at Washington, L.A. at St. Louis, and Colorado at New York. We have no score for the Monday night football game last night. In baseball yesterday, the New York Yankees bought Boston pitcher Louis Tiant for 2 years. The amount was not disclosed. The weather outlook for today is cloudy, windy, and cold, with